This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Niners show blitz, but back out except for the corner. And Rodgers under pressure, and he can't escape. Down he goes at the 14-yard line. The ball comes out. And the officials at the 2-yard line, with Bosa coming in there, let the play go. They call it a fumble, and it's all the way back to the 2. Fred Warner came in and popped him, and then Rodgers lost the ball.
Highlight courtesy of Al Michaels and NBC Sports. This is the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, courtesy of Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Paysbig.com is where you visit. Gaming, dining, hotel, and spa. It's all happening at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Mike Clemens on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Mike, everything went wrong in that game in San Francisco, and that was actually the second thing that went wrong. The first was that bogus taunting call they gave to Devontae Adams on the first play of the game.
Yeah, and after the game, and you played it earlier this hour, Aaron Rodgers went to the podium and said, "I still think we got a good team, and we're going to see these guys again here in 6 weeks."
Mike, when he shook up with Jimmy Garoppolo after the game, this video has come up viral. He said, "Yeah, we'll see you later, bud."
Yeah. you thought he was a little loopy because they had just suffered a beatdown in that game. And by God, they won 6 in a row. They beat the Seattle Seahawks. And a depleted Seahawks team, no real backfield, save for Marshawn Lynch. Today, back in 2008, the summer of 2008, during the meltdown with Brett Favre and Favre being traded to the Jets, did you ever think that there would be a day where we'd say, "Hey, Brett Favre's now got a radio show, and his guest today is Aaron Rodgers"?
No.
And they're going to be calling each other buddy.
No. Nope.
That actually happened today on NFL radio, because Brett does a little show out of the house in Hattiesburg, and Aaron Rodgers was his guest, and the question that Aaron was asked was, if there's a way to write the opening paragraph on the yearbook for the 2019 Green Bay Packers season, what would it be, Aaron?
A lot of fake news, a lot of misinformation about what people thought was going to happen, all these conjectures about the relationship between Matt and I. Not a lot of those things have popped up over the last few weeks, which is, to me, quite comical. It's been a lot of fun. I mean, Matt and I have had a blast working together, Nate Hackett and Luke Getsy. It's been a great room to be in. Had a lot of fun with Tim Boyle and Manny Wilkins in the room, my quarterbacks, just being creative and collaborating and talking ball every day. It's been a lot of fun. And then just watching our team grow from a chemistry standpoint off the field, spending time together with these guys, and then watching us grow on the field, tactically, as we've come together and learned to trust each other in the moments, kind of block out all the outside noise and just focus on what's most important, and that's winning at, however we have to do it. And there's been a lot of talk about the aesthetics of it and how it looks. And like I said, from the beginning of those conversations, the only thing that matters is winning, and we've done a lot of it this year.
I'm thoroughly impressed of how well you have played, how productive you have played.
I appreciate it, buddy. The longevity part, obviously there's never going to be anybody like yourself and the streak of consecutive games played and the toughness you showed. But, being at your best for an extended period of time is something that I was fortunate to be able to watch you as a fan and then as a teammate, and just knowing how important that sustained success is and just living up to the expectations of yourself and your teammates. There's nothing like that pressure when you know that your team expects you to go out and perform, and you can go out and execute and do your part. I think that's what true pressure and accountability and competition is all about.
I still can't even get over how, current events-wise, he dropped a fake news the day that the president's in town.
Aaron Rodgers, you know, there's a word that he uses. He tries to be impeccable with his word.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's cards he's not going to deal because he doesn't want to create adversity for his locker room, for his team. There's a whole lot more that's on that guy's mind about what could be fixed, what could be different. Now, let's be real, though, about this, Mr. Fake News, that through much of the season and through halfway through training camp and actually through the first month of the regular season, Aaron Rodgers was not writing endorsement checks for Matt LaFleur. He was going to be wait and see because he didn't know. So if he's going to be, you know, if he's going to be true to his word, if he doesn't want to have things thrown back in his face, the perfection as it is, he was guarded throughout the season. I think it's about the time that they got to that 42. They put 42 points up on the Raiders, and he got caught in the sound bite, you know, the mic'd up saying, let's go for 5 touchdowns today. That's where it became solid. That's where those two became solid. You know, let's call it the way it is.
Well, and Mike, and then they faced a bunch of adversity, both trips out to California, and they haven't lost since that bad game in San Francisco where it was pretty obvious they got away from the game plan a little bit too early.
They got beat up by the 49ers,
yeah.
Man. That interior defensive line, and they had a depleted group on that Sunday night game. And here's when you talk to the veterans straight in the face, like, did you get beat up, or was it just a bad game plan against the 49ers when you got beat 37-8? This is Corey Linsley.
From top to bottom, I mean, you know, whatever was wrong with the plan didn't work, you know, and we didn't execute well enough up front. From a player's perspective, I didn't play well enough. A lot of guys didn't. We know this time coming around, you know, we got to learn from our mistakes last time. We have to build on them, and we have to make sure that we don't make the same mistakes. I guess the overarching theme, don't get into keep it in manageable down at distances. Don't get into these third and long situations because that's what these guys feed off of.
And for him in the middle of that offensive line, they've become a much better unit since that game.
Yeah, and, you know, regardless as to the strength of the teams that you did face in those 6 games, you did put that's a good Seattle Seahawks team. They always come ready to play. And so I asked Corey, what did they do differently to put together that 6-game winning streak then?
I think every week we've kind of learned from our mistakes in the week previous. We've had slip-ups, obviously. It hasn't been, you know, we're not undefeated, obviously. So I think just week in and week out, everybody in this locker room's kind of taking it game by game, going 1-0, learning from our mistakes, getting better, and things that we've done in the earlier games where, you know, just like this past week, I think we did a heck of a job running the ball. There were some ops out there that we didn't take full advantage of, and now, you know, we see what happened, we learn from it, keep growing.
That's a dude that needs to know that they have to have a huge game protecting and being able to run the ball if they're going to be able to get a win here on Sunday.
Now, up front, the offensive linemen, and even in the – well, Bakhtiari said it on your show.
Yeah, he did.
That this was technique, all right? It wasn't that, you know, that they're just better, stronger players than we are. This comes down to technique and things that we were trying to do that messed us up. We won't make that mistake. Swear that those are mistakes they don't have to make a second time.
Mike, when you thought about all these guys that came in the first day of free agency, usually first day of free agencies, a spending spree, and a lot of times it could turn into fool's gold. The 4 starters they brought in on the first day of free agency, Billy Turner led the offensive line in snaps played. You look at, we already know the double-digit sacks that Preston and Zadarius have had, but Adrian Amos in the back end, now being able to play with, as Darnell Savage gets named to the all-rookie team this year, he was exactly what you needed, a stable force back there to help communicate and grow your rookie safety.
Yeah, stable. That's a great way to describe it, Bill. Stable force, and that's the question for Adrian Amos. I mean, you know, you left for more money. The Bears, you know, were out of money. But at the same time, there's 3 or 4 teams that are interested. You come to Green, but you leave the 12-4 Bears, and people thought they were going to be the Super Bowl team of the NFC this year. And you come to Green Bay, did you really think that you had a shot in Green Bay your first year here in an NFC championship?
That's what you prepare for. That's what you want. You go to a team. I think in the preseason, that's what you envision every time. You know what I'm saying? You envision trying to go all the way.
Now, how will this game be different than the 37-8 loss to the 49ers when they're running up down the field on you guys?
Just a different game, different moment. It's going to be different situations. You know, I know last game we played them, beat ourselves a lot early. You know what I'm saying? It just could never recover. You can't do that against a great team like that. Can't make mistakes, penalties, we fumbled on a one-yard line and they went and scored. Just things like that that you can't do against a great teams like that and expect to recover and win.
Mike, now you guys have been able to talk to Jimmy Graham a little bit more, and very happy that you guys were able to after a very satisfying game, I imagine it was for him this past week.
Yeah, and Graham, you know, I mean, there's a reason that Aaron Rodgers talks about him needing somebody to, as a sound-off for it, as a friend through the crisis of last year's season and McCarthy getting fired. And what, every time we have talked to Jimmy Graham, you know, he keeps on talking about, this is a young team, man. He's mm-hmm. not used to being around so many 24-year-olds on a team. The teams he was with Pete Carroll, you know, and with Sean Payton, there are so many more veterans, so many more guys in their 30s. So he emphasizes that, but he kind of wants to have a little fun with this too, that a guy who came out of the U and still has his home in Miami says, I want to be home for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to Miami. You know, I'm trying to go back home. So, you know, to get the opportunity to do it on Sunday, it's going to be a hell of a game, and it's going to be a hell of a challenge for us. And, you know, we're up for it. We just got to keep plugging away and keep learning. You know, I mean, you would think, you know, what are we, 14-3 now, that we're still learning, but we are. You know, we got a lot of young guys on this team, and, you know, now they got a taste of the playoffs. So now we got to take that experience and move it on to Sunday.
Mike, I was a little bit surprised. I mean, now everybody that has been wanting Aaron Jones to take over as the absolute lead back, the 21-1 differential in touches. I was surprised we didn't see more of Jamal Williams in that game.
Yeah, as a power back, too, on a cold night and Sunday night at Lambeau, you think that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Here's what these guys are holding on to, though, Bill. It's 36 times you've had a deal where a team that lost to an opponent by 25 points or more, and the Packers lost the 49ers by 29 points that night mm-hmm. back in November. At 36 times, when those two teams met up again in the postseason, the loser won the playoff game, 22-14.
Mm.
22-14. So that's something that goes up on Matt LaFleur's board tomorrow morning at the team meeting. The schedule came out, by the way, and you know, an NFC Conference Championship, when we've had this four or five times now since WSSP's been on the air, you know, it's like a mini Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to have extra press conferences. They're going to bring in Devontae Adams to the podium tomorrow afternoon if you want to take that live. Aaron Jones will be at the podium. Aaron Rodgers will be at the podium. Rodgers is going to have to do two press conferences this week. They're going to bring in the Smith brothers. All kinds of extra media activities going on. So Jamal Williams, speaking to him, you know, he was asked two or three times about, well, how will your preparation be different this week, this time for the 49ers? And, get you know, writers are trying to find different angles. And this was Jamal's response.
I swear, it's like y'all just changed. It's the same question with different words. Same question, different words. Okay. Pretty much we gonna stay focused, be ready for the week, and be ready to go to work, because this is what we do, and we focus for it, and we're ready to go. We feel like we got unfinished business, and our business is to make it all the way to the Super Bowl, so we take it a week at a time.
Mike, as somebody that's been in the media for as long as you have, is there anything more nauseating than somebody asking the same question that somebody just asked at the same press conference
because they
wanted it on their camera?
Where's your confidence now?
Yeah.
You know, it's the same, you know, I'm looking at him like,
I've wanted to say that same thing to how many different people?
People watch the games. Do you actually watch the games? But, you know, my advice to Jamal is, dude, it's only Tuesday. I mean, wait until Friday this week with all the media you're going to have to do. You know, that's the downside of having a shot at the Super Bowl, but it's all fun.
He's going to have to get more stories about how he felt like a mermaid to kill some of that time.
There you go.
Mike, appreciate it, man. We'll talk on Thursday.
Thank you, Big Show.
That's Mike Clemens. He will be going out to San Francisco along with our own radio Joe Zenzola. They're taking a heck of a way. They're going driving to Minneapolis, then flying to Denver, Las Vegas, to San Francisco, and then covering the game, then coming on right back. So that's going to be a heck of a flight. Gary Ellerson's taking a little bit different travel, going down to Miami for the Super Bowl, just hoping the boys are meeting you down there.
Well, right. Yeah, that's a lot of work. Driving.
Isn't that nuts?
Holy moly. That's putting in time. That's dedicated. That's putting in time.
It's dedicated to go to the game, man. Well, you got to be dedicated to the craft, to the game.
Well, they're getting signed, bringing it back for the fellas. So, I mean, you know, it's going to be great. Great for us and good team players, guys. Outdoor golf season is over, but you can keep your swing in mid-season groove at Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center. They have the latest state-of-the-art high-definition golf simulators, over 100 leading courses like Pebble Beach, Doral, Pinehurst, and others, as you swing away with your friends while enjoying pizza, wings, and full alcohol bar. car while it snows outside. Don't let your golf swing go into hibernation, folks. Keep it fresh at Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center. For details, check them out on Facebook or online at WisconsinIndoorGolfCenter.com. That's way too much.
What?
That's way too much. Flying. I mean, they're not even in the air very long.
They just need a training. I have plane trains. And
right, Steve, right? Flying to Minneapolis.
Driving to Minneapolis.
Okay, driving to Minneapolis.
Yep. Possibly in snow because there's a snowstorm coming Friday
night. Oh, my God. And then from Minneapolis to where?
To Denver, to Las Vegas, to San Francisco.
You know how quick those flights are going to be?
Yeah, up and down. Man, you got to do what you got to do. I'd be doing the same thing if I could get my ass out there. I'd be doing anything to getting out to San Francisco. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, weather would be nice for him.
No doubt about it. And, I mean, stop in Las Vegas. I mean, twist my arm.
Well,
I guess,
you may not make guess, it to San Francisco.
I guess twist my arm. Oh, no, I guess I got to stop in Las Vegas.
Do they have slot machines and stuff in the Vegas airport?
Damn right they do.
They do.
All over the place.
Oh, yeah, as soon as you get off. You're like,
I don't know exactly how well they pay.
I never noticed that.
Yeah, I don't know how well they pay. Times. Actually, Tim Allen, who's going to do Hot Stove Weekly, he hit on one of those slot machines.
In the airport?
In the airport for a decent amount. He sits down with Brandon Woodruff at 6:15, transitions with the franchise next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.